fruit of spirit, the life of Jesus in me. We saw last week in Galatians 5:19-21 that the actor of the flesh or the works of the flesh are sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. We saw too last week that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. When we compare these two kind of things, we can realize that we don't need help to learn the works of the flesh. We don't need help. We don't need class to learn how to be impatient, like I was today. Sorry, Elizabeth, I was very impatient. When 15 minutes before we leave, you still wash your hair. But this not justify my reaction to be so impatient. Okay, so it was lack of the fruit of spirit in me when I just... Hey, let's go. But you know, I don't need to learn how to be impatient. It's so easy. We don't need to teach our kids to do wrong. They do by themselves. But when you talk about learn to love, to have joy in our circumstance, to be faithful, to be gentle, to be kind, to be good, it's totally another story. But I have a great news. Great news. The life of Jesus in me, it's possible and real because the Holy Spirit lives in me. If it was without the Holy Spirit, never this would happen. So, the fruit of Spirit is possible. It's real because He is inside of you if you are believing Jesus. If you have Jesus as your Savior, the Holy Spirit is in you. Can change, please? One more. Yes. Great. Another one? Yes. So, the life of Jesus in me is possible because the Holy Spirit inside you. Look at this test. John 14, 16, 18, 26, and John 16, 13. And I will ask the Father, and He will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept Him because it neither sees Him nor knows Him. But you know Him, for He lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, and will remind you of everything I have said to you. John 16:13. But when He, the Spirit of Truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. I just highlight some words here because it's so important. The first, can I bring back, please? You can see here in verse 16. So that when the Holy Spirit comes, He's come to help you and be with you forever. We are not alone, folks. We have the Holy Spirit with us to help us. This is spiritual truth too. We have in the verse 17 says, for He lived with you and will be in you. It's very interesting, this part. Because in the Old Testament, when Jesus was living the time of Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not inside the person, was around. And like Samson, what's happened? The Holy Spirit come and he had so much strength and do things. That David, what David prayed, said, please, Lord, do not take out the Holy Spirit from me. Because the work of the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Holy Spirit, was temporarily. So what's happened, they have a goal, and he was there, and when he finished his purpose, he get out. But the promise here, with the John says, is, oh, the Holy Spirit was with you, but he will be in you. This happened in Pentecostals, in Acts chapter 2. And when Jesus said, I have to go to my Father, because when I go, he will come. And he will live inside you. Inside you. And you're not great. No, come back again. You're not the greatest. See, verse 26 is, the advocate, the Holy Spirit, who the Father is sending in my name, will teach you all things. He is our teacher. He'll teach us all things. He will remind you. Not only teach, but he will remind you everything Jesus said to you. Remind you the word of God when you need. At the moment of your life, you just remember a passage that you fill your heart with hope. This work of the Holy Spirit. And verse 13 said, he will guide you in all the truth. This is the ministry and work of the Holy Spirit. So today we are looking for three more elements of the fruit of the Spirit. Patience, kindness, and goodness. So what is patience? Patience is the capacity to accept or tolerate delay, trouble, or suffering without getting angry and upset. Was what happened today with me. The quality of forbearance and self-control, which show itself particularly in a willingness to wait upon God and His will. This is a general definition of patience. But when you listen to the word patient, what comes to your mind? Patience. What comes to your mind? Situation. Just take a look. Can it? Oh, this, I suffer too much. I'll give you time to read this. When you call for this service, bank, you know, it's, hey, okay, just wait a minute. Your call is so important for us. And go for another person. And you wait 20 minutes there. And it comes, that song, so terrible. Usually it's so awful. Patience. But your call is still very important for us. So the guy dead already and still waiting. Okay, if you did not understand the joke. Okay? So, next. Oh, this doesn't happen here. When you drive and people just cross you in front of you. You are so mad when people do that. Bye-bye. It's lack of patience. What can happen more? What's come to your mind? Oh, this was me. I think it was my picture today. Let's go. Oh, a long line. I know this is not working here because there is no line here. It's just all around. But still a line. Still a line. And this is, we struggle. And we need ask the fruit of Spirit in our lives. Was great to hear what Pastor Phil said last week about John Stott, that he prayed every day to say, Holy Spirit, give me the gift, the evidence in my life, joy, patience. We have really to remember that every day. But what before that, I have a story for you. So John was a teenager, oh boy, who had a very quick temper. Very, a teenager with quick temper. Never happened. A boy, oh. So, after receiving a letter from school complaining about John's behavior, his father had the idea. So, his father got a wood board, nail, and a hammer. And talk with John and said, John, I receive already many complaints about your quick temper. You lose control. You're impatient at school. So I will not give you your allowance money until you do this for me. And he was very impatient already with his dad. But because it was the allowance money, so he said, okay, Dad, I do everything. So, okay, so you take this wood board and this nails here, this bag full of nails and with a hammer, and take it at school. And every time you lose your temper, every time you go and you hammer one nail in this wood board. So on the first day, he came back home with 37 nails there. But his dad said, okay, keep going. And so next day, he went and he started to learn how to deal with his impatience, with self-control. And was being less and less. So they have like one table there, or one board with 37 the first day. The second day was maybe 20. And after a while, he deal, because he saw it was easier to control himself than be at school hammer nails in a wood board. So after a while, he came so happy and said, Dad, it's nothing today. And I feel so well. So his dad said, okay, go in your room, pick up the whole board, wood board with the nails, bring to me, and take out the nails. So he took off out all the nails. And his dad showed him and said, look here. Even though you took out the nails, the holes still in the wood board. You, when you lose your patience, you say things. And when you say things, you can hurt people. And even though you can ask for forgiveness, the wound always will be there. So you need to really control yourself and not lose your patience. So this is a great lesson for us. We need control. This week in our home group, we share about gossip, about tongue, the bad use of our tongue, not to eat, but to talk about people. So we study. It was so wonderful to see how powerful our tongue is, can bring life or can bring death. And this is why God talks a lot about the power of the tongue. So impatience. The second, patience is the first fruit of spirit here. The second one is kindness. Kindness. Let's see what the Bible says about patience. First one. Lack of patience can cause you to miss blessings. Lack of patience can cause you to miss blessings. 1 Samuel 13:18-14. He waited 7 days, the time set by Samuel, the prophet. But Samuel did not come to Gilgal, and Saul men began to scatter. So he said, bring me the burnt offering and the fellowship offering. And Saul offered up the burnt offering. Just as he finished making the offer, Samuel arrived and Saul went out to greet him. What have you done? Asked Samuel. You act foolishly, Samuel said. You have not kept the command of the Lord your God gave you. If you had, he would have established your kingdom over Israel for all time. But now your kingdom will not endure. This was real experience of the king Saul, that he disobeyed. He was totally impatient. He did not wait the right time. And because he's impatient, he lost his kingdom. The second lesson we can see in the Bible, we have a lot about patience, but I just choose few because of our time. Patience is a characteristic of love, 1 Corinthians 13:4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant. Love is patient. When we are patient with somebody, you are showing your love. You love her. You love him. So it's part. This is interesting here because you can see on the right side, love is the base of everything. Joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. It's all about love. The third lesson we can see here in Romans 15 is Paul seems to realize that there is a relationship between reading the scriptures and patience. For whatever things we were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus. Looks like there is some relationship between reading scriptures. And do you know, it's true. Because the word of God is wash our hearts. Give us a different perspective. We start to know about yourself. I remember a day, I don't remember exactly when it was, but Andrea, I did something, and Andrea looked to me and said, "Hey, you did your devotional today." And I said, "Why?" "No, because you did this and this and this." It was different that day. So there is a relationship when we start to read the Bible. The Word of God go inside of your heart and change you and give you a different perspective, give you a different view. Do you want help? You want to be more kind? So seems Paul understand this idea and said, okay, if you like to be more patient, read more the Bible. Be with God. If you like to be with joy, be close to God. Because the Holy Spirit will give fire in your heart and make you understand the life different and help you to overcome the whole situations in your life. So the first one was patience. Now, kindness. Let's see, kindness is a disposition or willingness to do which is right or good. It's the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. So kindness, it's something that have this desire to do good for the another person. You have the motivation in your heart. It's something in your heart. What the Bible says about kindness, Proverbs 3:3 says, "Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart." So our kindness should not depend on the circumstance of our lives. The idea here, you put in your neck the kindness and truth. Doesn't matter where you're going, you go with kindness, with a kindness heart. Doesn't matter the situation of your life, we always should be kind. You have to have this kind of feeling in our heart to be kind of others. All the time. Around your neck, in your heart. The second lesson we can see about kindness here in Ephesians 4:32, it's our kindness is our response to the forgiveness of our sins and God's love for us. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God is Christ also has forgiven you. So when you look for yourself, when you look what God did for you, what God has done for you, the relationship, what the love you have experienced from God, this, our answer, is be kind with people. With the same kind how God treats you, we have to treat others. This is the point. Now, goodness. Goodness and kindness is so close, it's difficult to separate. Because a person who is kind is good. And a person who is good is kind. But there is a difference. Goodness is the practice of or expression of the kindness or doing which is good. Now, if I say about the word goodness, what image comes for your mind? Let's see. Oh. When you help somebody cross the street, it's an act of kindness. It's an act of goodness. When you see somebody in the street and you know they are hungry, they are thirsty, you buy something and give, it's an act of kindness. It's an act of you can help on the right side there people that you know are struggle and you can be beside them and help them to overcome the crisis. It's kindness in motion. It's kindness. It's an active kindness. It's not only you feel, but you do. This is the difference. When you wash the dishes for your mom, when you clean your house, when you help her to clean something, it's an act of kindness. When you show respect, this is act of kindness. What you laugh, Azafi? It's today is your day to wash. Yeah, okay. So this is the idea, but what the Bible says about goodness. Goodness is a weapon against evil. Romans chapter 12, 21. Do not overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. If somebody does something wrong with you, some evil against you, do not react with evil, with reaction, bad reaction. But say, the weapon against evil is good. It's good. Goodness is an evidence that we are children of light. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 and 7. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Be good is an evidence that we are children of the light. That you really belong to God. So this is something that I know when you listen, so think, wow, I need to work out so much in these areas. Oh, I feel so awful now. But there is a great news. The great news is that you are not alone. I'm not alone. The Holy Spirit is inside you. And He will help you to develop this fruit, because this fruit do not belong to you, belong to the Holy Spirit. But one thing you need to do, you need open up, you need ask. So my challenge for you this morning is you open your heart to God and listen and see, oh, which areas in my life I need work. Is impatient like me? Ask the Holy Spirit to give you. It's joy. you all the time complain and all the time sad. Has Lord given the joy? Do you know what it is? You can use Alzaf today, okay? New one is good. So, I just want to illustrate what I want to say to you before we finish here. It's everything is about the Holy Spirit. So, what's happened? I did not bring water here because I don't like make a mess here. But imagine this: we have this vase here. It was a vase, and it was full of water. What's happened if I dip this inside the water? What's happened? Will be full. Will be heavy. Every part here will be so sucked for water. It's not true. It's, if I put here, if it's water, and when I take off here, it will be water every place. Okay? But what's happened if I did this and put my hand and take off? This will be dry or be wet? Mostly dry. Why? Because I did give space for the water come inside this structure. What the lesson here is, the Holy Spirit is here. The water represents the Holy Spirit. And if we open our lives and we ask Him to bring His fruit, He will fill each area of your lives, and every day will be more and more Christ-alike. But if you still close for these areas, we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is here in us. But He do not control us, because we're still close. The challenge for us this morning is open and ask Him to fulfill these areas. And be sure He will do, because it's His ministry to give us the fruit of the Spirit so you can be like Jesus on this earth. Let's pray. Close your eyes, and ask to the Holy Spirit show you which of are these gifts you need to work more. Joy, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. And ask Him every day, help me. Help me, Holy Spirit. I open up my life to you. Dear Lord, thank you for your word, powerful. Thank you for our Holy Spirit who lives in us. Thank you because Jesus did not leave us orphans, but you have the power of Jesus inside us through His Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, you know our hearts. So talk to us now. And show which areas we have to work. Joy, patience, goodness, kindness, gentleness, faithfulness. And fill your heart with your fruit, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.